In the heart of a mist-shrouded forest, where the trees whispered ancient secrets and the wind carried tales of forgotten times, there lay a mystery as old as the hills themselves. Amidst this enigmatic silence, a young scholar named Lin ventured, driven by tales of a mythical creature known for its profound wisdom and the prophecy it held for the one who would find it. Lin's heart pounded with excitement and a touch of fear as the dense fog parted, revealing the ancient stone ruins that legend said were the lair of the Bai Zi. Narrator. With each step, Lin's mind raced with questions for the mythical Bai Zi, a creature of legends said to possess knowledge of all supernatural beings. The air was thick with anticipation as Lin approached the center of the ruins, where the air seemed to hum with a power as old as time. Suddenly, the ground trembled lightly underfoot, and from the mist, a figure emerged, grand and serene, its eyes gleaming with ancient wisdom. It was the Bai Zi just as the legends had described, majestic, with a body of snow-white fur and eyes that held the mysteries of the world. Lin paused, awestruck, and with reverence in his voice, he spoke.
"Great Bai Zi, I have journeyed far and braved many dangers to seek your wisdom. Will you share with me the secrets you hold?"
The Bai Zi regarded Lin with a gaze that seemed to pierce through to his very soul, its presence overwhelming yet comforting. The creature's voice, when it finally spoke, was like the echo of a distant era, filled with the power of untold ages.
"Mortal, your quest for knowledge brings you to the threshold of the unknown. What is it that you seek to learn from Bai Zi, who has witnessed the turning of eons?"
Lin took a deep breath, his heart racing with the realization of the moment before him. He knew this opportunity might never come again.
"Great Bai Zi, I seek to understand the balance of nature and the role humans play within it. How can we live in harmony with the world around us?"
The Bai Zi listened intently, its eyes reflecting a myriad of stars, as if considering the weight of Lin's question. Then, with a voice that resonated with the gentleness of a summer breeze, it spoke.
"The harmony you seek lies in understanding and respect. Humans must learn to listen to the whispers of the earth, to understand that every creature, every plant, and every stone has a role in the tapestry of life. You must seek balance, not dominance, and learn from the world as much as you strive to shape it."
Lin nodded, absorbing the wisdom of the Bai Zi. His mind was alight with thoughts and possibilities, a new understanding beginning to take root within his heart.
"Thank you, great Bai Zi. Your words have opened my eyes to a new path. How can I, as one individual, begin to make a difference?"
The Bai Zi smiled, a gesture that seemed to encompass the compassion of the ages.
"Start by listening, Lin. Listen to the wind, the water, the earth, and the creatures. Each has a lesson to teach, a story to tell. Share these stories, spread the knowledge, and inspire others to listen. In this way, one by one, you will ignite the flames of change and illuminate the path to harmony."
With those final words, the Bai Zi began to fade into the mist, its form becoming one with the ancient ruins once again. Lin stood there for a long time, the weight of the encounter settling in his soul. He knew his journey was just beginning, but he also knew he was no longer alone in it. The wisdom of the Bai Zi would guide him, and through his actions, he would become a beacon of change. And so, Lin turned and stepped back into the forest, the whispers of the ancient trees now clear to his ears. With each step, he felt a renewed sense of purpose, ready to share the wisdom of the Bai Zi with the world. The journey ahead would be long and fraught with challenges, but Lin was undeterred. For he knew that true harmony was not just a dream, but a possibility within reach, if only one chose to listen and learn. In the heart of the forest, the legend of the Bai Zi lived on, a beacon of wisdom and hope for all who sought to understand the delicate balance of our world. And for Lin, the young scholar, the adventure was just beginning, an adventure that would lead him to the corners of the earth, spreading the message of harmony, understanding, and respect for all life. As our tale of Lin and the Bai Zi concludes, let's delve deeper into the enigmatic being that is the Bai Zi. this mythical creature, woven into the fabric of ancient Chinese mythology, has intrigued scholars, adventurers, and dreamers for centuries. The Baizi's origins are as mysterious as the knowledge it possesses, believed by many to be a divine beast sent by the heavens to aid humanity in understanding the complexities of the natural and supernatural world. The mythology surrounding the Baizi speaks of its encounter with Wang Di, the Yellow Emperor, a key figure in the early history of China. As the emperor journeyed across his lands, the Baizi appeared before him, offering its wisdom freely. It is said that the creature dictated to Huang Di a compendium of all supernatural creatures, detailing their forms, weaknesses, and how to overcome the harm they could cause to humanity. This knowledge allowed Huang Di to protect his people and reign wisely, cementing the Baizi's status not just as a creature of profound wisdom, but as a guardian of mankind. But what does the Baizi look like? This creature of legend that captured the imagination of generations. Imagine a majestic being, enveloped in pristine white fur that seems to glow with an ethereal light. Its body, powerful yet graceful, carries it silently through the mists of time. The Baizi's eyes, deep and knowing, shimmer with the wisdom of ages, inviting those who gaze into them to ponder the mysteries of existence. Horns, reminiscent of a dragon's, adorn its head, symbolizing its connection to the celestial and the earth. This is no ordinary creature, but a divine messenger, bridging the gap between the heavens and humanity. Among the many tales of the Baizi, one stands out for its significance and the lessons it imparts. This story begins with the Yellow Emperor, Huang Di, as he embarked on a quest to unify his kingdom, beset by chaos and threats both mortal and mystical. In the most turbulent of times, the Baizi appeared, a beacon of calm amidst the storm. The creature shared with Huang Di the knowledge of all supernatural entities that roamed the earth, imparting wisdom on how to coexist with these beings and protect his people from their potential malevolence. This knowledge was transcribed into a tome, the Baizi II, a guide that served not only Huang Di but generations to come. The Baizi, in this pivotal moment, was more than a creature of myth. It was a teacher, a protector, and a harbinger of harmony between the human and supernatural realms. Through this act, the Baizi taught a fundamental lesson: knowledge and understanding are the keys to harmony and peace. Reflecting on the Baizi's symbolism, it becomes clear that this mythical creature represents more than just the sum of its parts. It embodies the virtues of wisdom, protection, and the pursuit of harmony. The Baizi's willingness to share its knowledge with Huang Di highlights the importance of communication and education in overcoming fear and misunderstanding. This creature, then, is a reminder that in seeking to understand the unknown, we forge paths to unity and peace. In a world where the unknown often breeds fear, the Baizi stands as a symbol of the power of knowledge to bring light to darkness, to transform fear into understanding. It prompts us to ask, what unknowns do we face today, and how can we approach them with the same openness and desire to learn? In sharing its wisdom, the Baizi challenges us to look beyond our preconceptions and embrace the richness of the world in all its complexity. Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.